schools at risk of collapse. Union action to reverse decades of cuts. Sean McCauley, former new executive member. NU demanded publication of RAC list for months in May and June 2023. The National Education Union, NU, called for the list of schools most at risk of collapse to be published. The government was forced, just a few days before the start of term, to announce that some or all of 104 schools' buildings are unsafe and cannot be used. They seemingly had to act after a beam collapse in a school building previously declared safe. Initially, the government said it would not be covering the costs of emergency temporary accommodation or additional transport, but it U-turned less than 24 hours later in the face of outrage from unions, heads, staff, and parents. A risk to life, known for more than a year in June, the government raised the risk alert level over school buildings collapsing, from critical, likely to critical, very likely. The risk to the lives of pupils and staff has not just suddenly come to light. In a government document, leaked in May 2022, they knew then that the state of disrepair in some schools is a risk to life. Since 2010, capital spending has declined by 37% in cash terms and 50% in real terms. And the fund for school repairs was cut by Prime Minister Rishi Sunak himself while he was Chancellor, funding only 50 of the 300 to 400 required school rebuilds a year. Asbestos compounds the problem. The last Department for Education, DfE, annual report found the risk of building collapse is most acute in system-built buildings between 1945 and 1970. Almost 14,000 of these have been identified as containing asbestos, around 85% of schools still have it. One of these collapsing could cause major health problems. Since 1980, more than 400 school teaching professionals have died of mesothelioma in Britain, 300 having died since 2001. £13.8 billion needed. The National Audit Office highlighted in its 2017 report capital funding for schools that £6.7 billion was needed to restore all school buildings to satisfactory condition, and a further £7.1 billion to bring parts of school buildings from satisfactory to good. The NU believes these figures are likely to be an underestimate, based on the DfE's 2014 property data survey, not taking into account 3 years further deterioration. Labour has no answer. The NU has pointed out that, if the Tory Lib Dem coalition government had not cut Labour's school rebuilding programme in 2010, £27 billion more would now have been spent on school and college buildings. However, what is not pointed out is that, in order to pay for previous rebuilds in the 2000s, Labour accelerated the use of now discredited private finance initiatives, PFI. PFI is meant a consortium of private companies raised money on commercial markets to carry out rebuilds, rather than allowing councils to do it through the far lower cost Public Works Loan Board. All the risk under PFI was shouldered by public bodies, with repayments to the private sector guaranteed. This has resulted in cuts to services and redundancies in schools, hospitals and other parts of the public sector, where PFIs were used. Councils repay the cost of a PFI scheme over a 30-year period, with considerable markup. This has often ended up 10 times the original cost of the rebuild, going straight to the profits of big businesses. A socialist solution is needed. We can have no confidence that Keir Starmer will come up with a solution to school buildings in disrepair. While criticizing the Tory party, Labour frontbench politicians haven't committed to providing the money needed to make public buildings safe. We need a party that stands up for the staff, pupils, parents and families, one that will nationalize the banks and big businesses, to democratically run society for the good of us all, not for the profits of a few. Workers controlling the vast wealth and resources in society would be able to invest to make our education system fit for purpose, with safe buildings and wages workers can live on. At the first NU executive meeting of the new term on the 2nd of September, Socialist Party members proposed that the NU should call a protest at the Department of Education or Downing Street, demanding funding and safe buildings. This was agreed,